Welcome to Preaching Points. Glad you could join us today. You're listening to the podcast of the Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary, Haddon Robinson Center for Preaching. This podcast provides brief reflections on preaching that point you toward preaching excellence. Now, today we bring back a Preaching Points conversation between Haddon Robinson, Jeff Arthurs, and Scott Gibson from 2007, as they remind us of the danger of being boring in our preaching.
Fred Craddock says that boredom is a form of evil. You think he overstates his case?
I don't.
Let me finish. He goes on to say boredom is a form of evil. It is a form of death or a preview of death, if not death itself. When trapped in prolonged boredom, even the most saintly of us will pray for, hope for, and even engineer relief, no matter how demonic.
I have. I think he's right. I think that, as some of my friends in Young Life are fond of saying, it's a sin to bore people with the Bible, a sin to bore people when you're talking about Jesus Christ. We commit the sin rather regularly, but I would agree that boredom is a plague. And I think many times pastors have trouble in their churches because people are bored. And they're going to do anything to make that stop.
I've been bored before.
You're bored right now.
Sometimes I'm bored with my own preaching.
And a lot of people are bored with their own preaching. Yeah. And a lot of their listeners are bored by their preaching. And it can lead people to sin. There's a spiritual lethargy that takes place.
There's a message behind the message when we preach, isn't there? And if we're not careful, if we're bored with our preaching, one message we send is, this is boring. Christianity is boring. The Bible's irrelevant.
And it's hard to overcome it. Pastor has all kinds of things to do during the week. Even when he gets enough time or she gets enough time to study, you're so immersed in the text that you don't take time off to say, okay, how do I get this across to people? How do I make it interesting? What do you think are the ingredients in sermons that can make them interesting?
I think imagination. You need to engage your imagination in studying the scriptures and then present it with word pictures, stories, self-disclosure. I think your own heightened delivery, your own enthusiasm helps draw people along with you. There's in the field of oral interpretation, they talk about empathy, meaning the audience mirrors the physical state, the projection of the performer, and they'll come along for the ride if we're enthusiastic.
For me, the first step in dealing with boredom and pushing it off, pushing it away, is having the text engage with me personally. And I'm not saying that I'm trying to think of something that I can apply to myself that is not what the text is talking about. I'm talking about really engaging with the text, and that the text speaks to me its truth, and that I'm engaged with it. And if I'm engaged with it, my listeners are going to be engaged with it.
I think you touched on two things. I think enthusiasm in your delivery is important. That's not the same thing as yelling or shouting, but it's the sense that this really matters.
And listeners know it when it's there, don't they? It'll look different for each of us, but they can tell if your heart is engaged.
Mm-hmm. So the enthusiasm or passion is and I don't know how to teach that, frankly. You can say, well, you need to pick up the energy, but passion is on the inside. It really does matter, and it does. I mean, when we get up on a Sunday morning, it is a life and death matter. And then the other thing is imagination. And I think that shows up in the way you use illustrations. It's important to help people see the truth as well as to hear the truth. And they see it when we use illustrations. You know, I would agree with that.
It's that engagement with not just the text then and the mood of the text, but also with the listeners, that you are connected with them and that you are moving them along with you.
One element, not everybody can use it well, it makes the sermon go, is humor. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't mean telling jokes. I mean the humorous insights into the text or humorous insights into life itself. People love to laugh. And when you can have legitimate humor that lightens a message, it adds a great deal of interest that keeps people from being bored.
Well, if Craddock is right, that boredom is a form of evil, fellow preachers, let's not be sinners.
Yeah, preachers, prevent your audience from being bored from your preaching by incorporating imagination, self-disclosure, enthusiasm, and humor to engage your audience. Haddon Robinson, Jeff Arthurs, and Scott Gibson involved in that episode of the Preaching Points podcast. Well, thanks for joining us for Preaching Points, the podcast of the Haddon Robinson Center for Preaching at Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary. Our center is constantly trying to promote excellence in preaching. And so you can check out one of our Big Idea forums if you'd like. One of our preaching faculty will walk through a passage of Scripture, determine a central idea, and discuss sermon form and answer any questions that you might have. You can join by Zoom from anywhere in the world. So for more information, visit our website at gcts.edu and look for the Big Idea forums. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.